Okay, so the Gemara has a Shaila. Abai asks Rabbi Yav Shemai B'Shabbos Mao. And he answers him, Chlom Nas Mechiz Zal B'Shvil Naim. So Pasha Kash on the Gemara, Abai is asking Kash of Yav Shemai, what's the halacha? So Pshut is often a Mishnah. It's Gemara really in Yizayin in Chesan Aleph. The Gemara says over there that Alefi B'Kiva, let's say, bar is Aser, because we're afraid it's going to get dry up. And Rashi says, I mean, it's about the Mechitzis. So if you don't go with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, I think it was, then automatically it's muchach, the fact that we asked her all bar, that Yavshu was aser. So what's fact dabei? So we're somewhere off. Hopefully we'll get back to that in the end. So Rabbi answers that it's going to be aser. Because there's no mime, there's no mechitzis. The mime, the mechitzis only because the mime, there's no mechitzis. There's no mime. So the Rishonim has a kasha on Rabbah's teretz. We know that in the Sugya on Daf Yud Zayin, there's a din of Ha'av Hoter Hoter. So Rabbah in the Ha'av Hoter Hoter, very nice mechitzis came down. She said Ha'av Hoter Hoter. And Rabbi Rishonim answer, pshat is, Tesis brings it, pshat is that we don't say Ha'av Hoter when the mechitzis actually comes down. Tosfos brings this down, and he says a little interesting, he brings down Avagav da Bai Islei Hoyal V'Hotro, and he brings down the Rishonim's teretz, that when Mechitzis come down, you don't say Hoyal. It's weird, Tosfos the Rishonim is Mechitza Ein Kam, which is Rabba's teretz, so why do you have to say Abaya? So if someone in the back, someone says that...
Rabba wasn't Mekabel.
What?
Rabba wasn't Mekabel.
Rabba wasn't Mekabel? Should he was Mekabel. Rabba's
the
Abaya goof of quotes Rabba.
The whole Abaya.
There's a good enough. It's Rabba's teretz. Yeah. So someone says that someone's gerus Rabba in the back. Someone, but Lamaisa Masur Shas brings down Abai. It's clear that he went through. Abai's a little funny. Okay. Maybe we can come back to that too. But Bechlal, just to understand what the Rishonim are saying, Pasha Pshat, they're saying that when the Mechitzis come down, you don't see Halav Hoter Hoter. So then what was Abai's Shalav Bechlal? Saying you don't see Halav Hoter Hoter, so what was the Shalav? Shalav Gufa was the Gemara Daf Yed Zayin. Do you say Halav Hoter Hoter when the Mechitzis come down? So maybe you don't have to say that, and you could say Pasha Pshat, that the Chol is a Pasha Takasha in the whole sugya. You're only allowed to carry Bein HaMechitza, Bein HaPasim, for Inyanim of the Mash of the Behemoth. So if there's no Mayim, so what are you doing? You're taking an empty bucket and filling an empty chalath and feeding the Behemoth no Mayim? So what are you doing? So Elamai, there's still something here. You got the last bucket. That way, there's still Mayim around. That's not in the bar anymore, but that's usable. There's something here you could do. So maybe Chazal were only matter for mayim. Is it the mayim has to be in the bar? Maybe the mayim doesn't have to be in the bar. As long as I'm still in that mode of being mishtamish the behemus elagalim, so maybe it's still mutter. Or do you need to have mayim in the bar alayim? So the shaila was: where is the tliya that where is kever the mechitzas the possibly raised? The etzem mayim in the bar, or we don't need the mamish mayim in the bar, but etzem. As long as there's the usage, the usage of Chazal around without the mayim in the bar, maybe that would be good enough. Maybe that's a way to say. The Gemara Shaila. So, no one doesn't like it? I know that there's other Shemushim, I'm saying, so maybe that's enough to keep it alive. So what's the Gemara Shaila? What's a Bayash Shaila?
I'm not saying like the
Sha'irs
from the
Mayim. I'm just trying to be a Dimim Ba'am. Whatever you're allowed to do, Bein HaPasim, whatever Chazal or Mati Bein HaPasim, maybe that's enough to keep it alive. I don't know. So it's not a child. You say you don't have to say it. It's a funny. He's mamish declaring the Gemara in Yitzayin, and a rabbi is being pushed at the Gemara in Yitzayin. It's very nistam in the Gemara to say that. It sounds like it's a child and pasi b'rois. The child is where is the shem mechitza? The pasi b'rois tallyin. Is it mamish telling the mayim? And then rabbi says, yeah, it's telling the mayim. Wait to say it. The Gemara is mamshich and Rovin asks the kasha. Yov shumayim b'shabbos uval b'shabbos mahu. And Abaye answers back. Yov shulati ba'alach because Rabbi answered it, and bo lati ba'alach because mechitza hanas b'shabbos is a shema mechitza. So Rashi explains yov shu bo is one shaila. It was yov shu bo meaning there's mayim mitchilas shabbos, mayim went away, the mayim comes back. The Gemara shaila is: do we say that it's chazal there rishin? So kipshut the Rashi said that because that's the pasha mashmash of the Gemara. Kipshut the ubo was the same case. But it's a plea to get zach because Lamaisa the Gemara Abaya answers back to the Shaila and Abaya answers back to step one of the Shaila. Meaning, if Rav and Shaila was Yov Shemayim B'Shabbos, Ubo, meaning it was here and it went away and it came back, does the coming back, is the coming back good? That's inherent in Ravin's understanding that step one is that when it was Yov Shu, it's Nasir, like Rav was patient. He just says a Shaila, when it's Chazir, maybe it works again. So why is Abaya telling Rav, well, he already knows that Yov Shu is good, that Yov Shu is bad, that Yov Shu gets out? Why are you telling me that? So the Ran and Teres Chaim are medayik from this Shaila. The LMI, Dutva also says, he's not medayik from the Shaila, Dutva also says, LMI is two different Shailas. And the Vav is like an Oi, it's two separate Shailas. So then the Pasha Kasha on Rashi, the Ran and Teres Chaim ask, so if it's two separate Shailas, so then Mechatesi, that Dutali Bazu. Maybe I could tell you that the Shaila of Bo is Tam Shaila, when there's no Maim at all in Betchilas Shabbos, and Bo Maim Shabbos. Maybe then that was Ravin's question. Why are we making Ravin's question so complicated? That first he's asking a Shaila, what about Yavshu? V'imtim Salim, Yavshu is bad, what about Yavshu Ubo? Just ask Bo as a separate child. Where did Rashi get it? So the Ran says the Mechudish Nekazach, and the Ran says that it was Mechudish Rashi like this. The Rishonim Al Shal Zavek, the Ran Shal Zavek, that when you have a Din Diyurin, you have to have three Diyurin to be Mata called Tzarkei by Chavalam, if one of the Diyurin leaves, the Gemara comes out, the fear of Huna, you're still good to go, because Hava Hutter Hutter. Masha'in Kain, the Rishonim are saying, and the Gemara says, that if it was Nafl Mechitzis, you don't say Hava Hutter Hutter. So you see that Nafias Mechitzis is more Chamer than Diyurin. Mechitzis is more Chamer than Diyurin. So we know, Lafi Rabbah and Rav Huna, that if it was Bo B'Shabbos Diyurin, let's say you only start off with two, and a third came, the Lach is doesn't work. So Kol Shkain, if a Mechitzah comes on Shabbos, it's not going to work. It's Pasha. So the only Tzad that it should work, Zakhtiran, is in a case where the Mechitzah was here, the Mechitzah went away, and the Mechitzah came back. There's only Tzad that it could work, and that's who the Hech Farashi was. And Zakhtiran, the halacha of the Gemara brings down there, Rav Nachman goes on, that halacha of Kam Mechitzah Shinasa B'Shabbos, Shema Mechitzah, Bim Shek Bim Bais Baratzen, that halacha of Mechitzah Bab B'Shabbos is only the halacha when the Mechitzahs weren't there, and then they came, when the Mechitzahs were there, they went away, and they came back. But if Mechitzahs weren't there on Shabbos, and you put up mechitzas on Shabbos, I'll do the pasuk verse. Any random full mechitzas, simply, the halacha is going to be out. You can't use it. Plead the gechidish. The ma'ase in Rashi, it's not so meduyik, because Rashi says, Yov Shemayim B'Shabbos, V'chazu Ubo B'Gishamim. If it was Yovshu, that means there was Mayim, the Mayim got dried up, they came back, then Rashi says, Mayim. What is the halacha? It sounds like Rashi's putting the shayla as one shayla. After he says both steps, Yavshu Ubo, then we say Mai. And then he says, Mi Amir, Chazu Pasim Latin Arishan, Tal Abasechan. It sounds like Rashi's learning it as one child. The Maisa Teres Chaim brings this Kasha on Rashi. He says that how could it be that the Shaila of Bo is Tali in Yavshu, that's only if it was near Mitchil Shabbos, then there's a Shaila of Bo. If so, that means it's Pasha Teravin. That Yavshu itself makes it that it's Aser, and it's only going to be Mutter when it's Bo again. So then why did Abaye reiterate the halacha that Yavshu is Aser? Rav knew that. So Teres Chaim says, Almai is two separate shailas. Nothing to do with each other, and he's medayke from a Rambam. The Rambam says a whole separate halacha. He says, halacha one, he says, if it was Yavshu Mai B'Shabbos, it's Aser L'Talta B'Na Pasa. So Nachshavu M'chitza L'Talta B'Seicha and El Mishon Maim. The Maim makes a M'chitza M'chitza. That it's out. Then a new shaila, Bo Lo Maim B'Shabbos. It sounds like not in the case that it was Yavshu and then Bo was Tam, plain, Bo Maim B'Shabbos. And the Magen Mishnah says, Beferish, even Pirish, Bo Maim Afil Yavshu Me'erev Shabbos. You don't need to have that it was Yavshu B'Shabbos. Stam Maim comes straight away, it's Mutter. Because the halacha is Mechitza Bo B'Shabbos is not Mechitza. We have Mechlekes, halacha between the Ran and the Rambam. If you have a case of Nasim Mechitza B'Shabbos, is it Mutter or not? The Ran saying it's Aser, and the Rambam saying it's Mutter. But Teres Chaim asks on the Rambam that Lamaisa Kibshutu this halacha. He's understanding this. Kibshutu this halacha, he brings it right to the halacha that just like we say Kevin the Hotter Hotter, we say Kevin the SNS, which is the Ran's issue. And he has a kasha. That just like Kevin the Hotter Hotter, that if I had Durin, let's say, I had three Durin and one dies, I keep it alive. If I had two Durin and one comes back, I keep it's Asa, Kevin the SNS. So, fact there, if I didn't have mechitzas Erev Shabbos, and I made mechitzas on Shabbos, how could it work? Came the Nesu Nesu. What's Pshat in the Rambam? Which is really the Ran's issue. And the Ran says it's true. Taka doesn't work. And he's in Yach Tzarachin on the Rambam. So how do we get out of this Shal in the Rambam? So the Emes, it's not much often a taste of it. Someone told me to look at the Rambam, and space. I thought you meant Tzirid. I looked at Tzirid. Shema Kamar Makim. The Tzirid asks this kasha. His dear maschel is kol mechitzah shenasa b'shabbes bein b'shegi bein b'meizit. So he's going on that halacha of nasa mechitzah b'shabbes, and he says even though there's a machlokes, you have to read what he's saying. I'm going to be mekatz. I'm not going to prove it, but pretty clear. He's saying even though there's a halacha of kevin denasa nasru, so how can I tell you kol mechitzah shenasa b'shabbes is shema mechitzah? I kevin denasa nasru. He says the halacha of kevin the hutter or kevin denasa nasru. It's only said in the case where there's mechitzas midiraisa. Let me get the words. Dafke hechadikim mechitzas midiraisa. When you start off with mechitzas midiraisa, v'chashe tikkun derabanan, and the tikkun derabanan went away, or you started off, meaning you start off Shabbos with mechit with a mavoi and there's a kair. So you have mechitzas midiraisa and there's a kair. The kair falls. Then we say kaim the hutter hutter, where there was no kair on the mavoi. So we start off with mechitzas midiraisa, but it was nasa. The mechitzas were nasa. And then Teich Shabbos, you put a mechitza. Then we still give him the nasa nasa. However, in a case where you lost the whole mechitza's mederaisa, or you gained the mechitza's mederaisa, then we don't say a hell of a hotter hotter, we don't say a hell of a nasa nasa. The sprach is, his point is that when you have something that completely the mechitza's mederaisa fall down, there's nothing left. Don't say kevin the hutter hutter. And when you start from zero, and you say there was no mechitzas there at all, why is your mechitzas klal? The actual nasim of mechitzas, then you don't say chayav nasa nasa. So now before, even just to be masmuk, even before the hezmer tais zirik, kipshuta tais zirik doesn't have verte, because he's going on the halacha of kol mechitzas shenasa b'shabbes, which could be talking about a case that didn't have any mechitzas, and you put mechitzas up. But possibly Roy is also mechitzas medaraisa. So if his whole vart is that when you have mechitzas medaraisa, and it was just nasa, just hutter, there's halacha of chayav nasa nasa, hutter hutter, very nice that it's mechalik that explains why kol mechitzas shenasa b'shabbes is not like that, because kol mechitzas shenasa b'shabbes is bringing or taking away mechitzas d'iraisa. But possibly are regular mechitzas d'rabana. So the pasha, Teretz says pasha, I think, and I think it's the chiddush that. Because the Gemara is medama possibly rois to the sense that by possibly rois, which was a case of mechitzas d'iraisa, and bo mai b'shabbes, the Gemara says that it works. So kipshuta, that should be a case where you have mechitzas d'iraisa, that are nasa, and then the mechitzas like the mavi the lechi comes on Shabbos. So Teretz is really pasha that the mesama teretz really is not mesuin to d'iraisa and d'rabanan. It's a musik. A mavi is not pshat. A mavi that occurs is not pshat that it's a rishis harav. They don't don the mechitzas. There's mechitzas, but there's a din d'rabanan you can't carry even though there's a mechitzas. It's an issur. If you have different isurim and you don't have dirim, there's a mechitzas. There's shiachet. It's just nasa. So there's a svara in Shabbos, it's like a hachana dikadin, or a diur dikadin, that in Shabbos something is nikvah how it was b'nei shmashes. So if you have a rishis yachid, that's chal under rishis yachid and iser. So the iser blives in Shabbos. If it's chal ahetir, it blives in Shabbos. But in a case where it's not pshat that I have a rishis yachid that was neser, or I have a rishis yachid that was hutta, it's pshat that it's felt in the etzim, there's no rishis, the rishis is gone, the rishis falls away, you're not going to say, oh, hutter, hutter, hutter. Or in a case where there was a rishis rabbin, and during Shabbos it turned into rishis yachid. There's no din of Hayav Nasa Nasa because it's part of Chadash's Bolakan. The whole din of the urine of Nasa Nasa is that I had something, I had a Shisi Yachid, and it was Chal and Issa Ben Hashmashas, it was Shisi Yachid. And the Issa was Paka. So we blibe with this, that was Chal and Shisi Yachid Ben Hashmashas. But over here, it's not Pshat, I had a Shisi Yachid, and the Shisi Yachid was Nasa. I didn't down a Shisi Yachid, either because Midrash is no Mechitzas, or even Pasi B'Royce. The Kronos Chazal was that Pasi B'Royce, without Mayim, a regular Pasi B'Royce in the middle of nowhere, it's not pshat that it's a shusi yachid that's nasa. It's a hasten to a shusi yachid. Chazal didn't reckon them as mechitzas b'chalal. So it's not chal din hayel v'nasa nasa b'chalal. It's zero. And panam chadash is welcome. So why should it be also? It's a whole different gang. Which I think really, in svar, is the more pasha way to go. And it turns out a plea the gezach in the Ran. It comes out that the teizur is saying a glat hazach. Teizur is saying in a case where I have fartig mechitzas and it was chal iser hati that blibes. But if the mechitzas fell down, what the Rishonim are saying, when the Rishonim say, when the mechitzas fall down, you don't say hoyel, it's because there's nothing left. There's no Rishis Yachid anymore. Where's the week where you say hoyel on? And the Ran said, and Tesirut says, in the middle of all the way around too. If I have bo mayim b'shabbes, even though there's no mayim b'nei shmashas, zero. Bo mayim b'shabbes, it's neschadish and nayim mitzias and mechitzas. So I'm not going to say hoyel v'nasa nasa. But the Tesirut is read, but the Ran is saying a plea to Gazach. The Ran is saying even the regular halach of kol mechitzah shenasu b'shabbes, which It sounds like even mechitzas deraisa, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it's deraisa or not. I'm saying even in the regular din of kol mechitzas shenatzeh b'shabbes, pasuk b'yoreis, these cases where I don't have mechitzas, I'm dying that there's no mechitzas when it's yov shomayim, or I'm dying that mechitzas came. He's saying that technically we should have these same rules, and the only reason why we don't is because mechitzas are more chamer than the urine.
It's just being shaylo hayel v'nasa.
It doesn't apply to hayel v'nasa. Vadam, I'm saying, but l'fi the Ran, let's say, the Ran is saying that bo yom b'shabbes u bo mai b'shabbes, even though the mechitzas fell down, there's enough of a dormant mechitza that when it was chazu bo, we could chap on the original hetter that they had originally.
Let me explain this.
L'fi the Tosfos Rid, it doesn't make any sense, a kiuzet, to say that there's a mila of the mechitzas being there at the beginning of Shabbos, and they fell down and they came back. Because when they fell down, it's skandik. The whole thing's done. It's over. And when they came back, it's an ayazach. There's no mila. So Tosfos Rid is saying, the Ran is saying, that when there's no mechitzas on something, it's still kaima din rishus al-yachid, there's still a shem rishus al-yachid, through the din that bein ha-shmashis was chal rishus al-yachid, that there's a din to reawaken it when the mayim comes back. So that means to plead the gezach. That means that there's a machlekes yisoydi in Tosfos Rid and the Ran. The Tosfos Rid is saying that the chefs of Rishus Yachar is called Kuli Torah in the Mechitzas. If it's part of the Mechitzas, he's not Rishus Yachar, it's act. There's no Rishus Yachar on that, sir. And when you don't have Mechitzas and you build Mechitzas, it's not sure that you have a Rishus Yachar Ahutar. It's a Nayazach. In the Ran, it sounds like the Shem Rishus Yachar is held through the fact that there's Mechitzas. But it's not called Kuli Torah in the chefs of the Mechitzas. And once there's Mechal Din and the Shem Rishus Yachar on this Makim, even after the mechitzas went away, there's still a makom to be mekayim enough of a shem rishus yachad here that when it's chazer ubo l'kan, it has a din of chazer. It has a din of awakening the original shem that was there, the hachana that was there. There's enough of a kim shem rishus yachad even after the mechitzas fell down that I could say now that I got my mind back, then it reawakens it. Plead the gazach. And he's saying fakir also that there's a din of hava v'naser naser. What is the pasuk of an SNS? Upon a chadash ball account, when I put up mechitzas.
You mean it's a darbonah
level?
The
fault of
the righteous
is
that won't be true, right?
I don't know.
Jason's stomach is true regardless. Why didn't he make it? I came with the old mechitzas. Why can't it be new mechitzas? And there's no
halal. What in the world does it have to do with the fact that the man was there by Erev Shabbos?
It wasn't
halal.
It
is a halal. So you can't.
It is.
The Ran says it's also. What do you mean?
The man was there.
I mean the mime was there, it went away.
If the mime was there, so it wasn't Asr Mitzchila.
What does it help me? It's Nasa now, the mechitzas are gone. There's no more mechitzas.
Now there's mechitzas.
But the mechitzas are. The mechitzas are gone, it's over. Farting. Okay, ending. So now we start again. So what's the mile of the
mime? By mime, so now we're saying by real mechitzas.
But the Ranis tells it too, the real mechitzas.
Right.
The Ran is saying that there's a din of Hovah, so that's
Hovah. He's saying if there's nothing left.
The Ran says if I put on Mechitzas on Shabbos, there's a din of Hovah, Nasser, Nasser. What's Nasser? That means that he's donning the Mokim as a Mokim, and Nasser, Klavi Rishis Yachar, unkin Mechitzas. How can you don an empty area as a Nasser to Rishis Yachar? What does that mean? That means that there's a concept of Rishus, and this Rishus is Nasser. And then you put on Mechitzas, and now it's Hutar. That means that there's a Shemitin of donning the concept of Rishis Yachar, unkin the Mechitzas. Is there Rishus? It's a Shemitin of Rishus. The Rishus is a Nasser to Rishus. It's not pshat the chalis rishus yachid is called kuli toli in the fact that it's mukav mechitzas. There's a shem rishus, and the shus is nasa b'mechitzas, and is the huda b'mechitzas nasa b'mechitzas. He's donning the shemus of the rishuyas is not different barim that are hukva in mechitzas. There's something here that's nasa b'mechitzas and huda b'mechitzas nasa b'doya mechitzas.
For this Shabbos.
Yeah.
This Shabbos Shtol Devek.
Right. But that means that's a chiddush that it could be kaim without mechitzas. That means that meaning Taizur Kupshu is pshat is that there's no din Rishus Yachar on kin mechitzas. The mechitzas is the chefs of the Rishus Yachar. The makam hamukav. So just to try to figure out in Rashi. There's a couple things in Rashi and try to get without getting complicated. There is a thesis. I'm going to try to say a var without buying it because I don't really have time to buy it. And then we could. Rashi starts off the sugya. Rashi says that the shaila of the Gemara is, do I say halav hotahotra or not? Simply, do I say halav hotahotra? And the mela yav shumayim b'shabbos is mutter. Kipshuti Rashi already jumped off the ship. He jumped off the ship because Rav Yishenem is saying, I don't say halav hotahotra over here. Rashi saying do say halal vilter over here, and that was the bias tzad that it works. And the tzad that doesn't work is he says something very unclear. I dilma kevan the heter pasim in el mishum mayim vayovshu v'aser. The heter of mayim is only because of the pasim, and it's yovshu now it's aser. Well, he's saying that you don't say halal vilter it doesn't sound like that b'chol. So if you say halal vilter if you have to say halal vilter, so why shouldn't it work? So Bam is black and white in this in Tesla Bin Press. Tesla Bin Press asks on a bayah, why didn't say Havot HaTorah? I mean, what was a bayah shayla? Say Havot HaTorah. And he says the reason why is because over here you don't say it. Okay. So obviously, there's a ghost in the closet. A new reason why you wouldn't say Havot HaTorah, even though Ba'etzim he's not saying the svar of the other Rishonim that we don't say Havot HaTorah by Nefilas Mechitzas. And the Pleiad Gezach is a Bin Press, then saw, in the next article in Rabbah, says in Rabbah's Teretz, he asks on Rabbah why you say Havot HaTorah. He says, you don't say Havot HaTorah by Nefilas Mechitzas. So that means it's clear in the parrots that Rabbah's teretz was not a bias tzad iser. It's a whole new tzad iser. What is he doing? Where is he getting this from? So it could be that Tabaya was pashit in his shayla. He didn't have a tzad to say that when there's no mayim that it's batal mechitzas. And actually, if you wanted to make a gishmak, throw it into the old chakir that in Rashi the mechitzas are much better. So maybe the firashi. It's not pshat that without mayim sehis nish mechitzas medarban, and it's more like a mavi hanesar that we really see a mechitzas here, but just chazal didn't let you use it. You could say that, not say that, whatever it is. But the point is that the chasar in mayim is not pshat that hes nish mechitzas, because in avadi you won't say all about the altar. Pshat is that there is mechitzas, but there's a different din. What's that din? So maybe you could say like this. There's a funny Rashi in the beginning, the first Rashi in the parak. Rashi brings down, Eisim pasim, you may pass him for bayis bereshis aravim. The birds themselves are shesi yachidim. Shemukim asar v'inyachem malasmim. You can't take care of them because the side of them is a rishas rabbi. So he says v'aisin pasim elu lahachin lahem hekif. You make a pasim to be mechin a hekif. Shiyu a pasim alo aisin a sfiras habar rishas yachid. That it makes the sfiras habar rishas yachid. V'imalov yotzi v'aniach and he has a whole shikotayah exactly what you're going to do with it. Why did Rashi say this line v'aisin pasim elu lahachin lahem hekif? That's actually he should have just said that you have Bayris and Shus HaRadim and the bar itself is Shus HaYachid and you can't be Mamala and then he should fear ice and you put the pasim to make your Shus HaYachid around the bar. Something that the new Chafza called a heck of a bar. And to bring this out, I don't know if this is MS and I'm just saying this to bring out the point, so it's not there's halacha that you can't have more than two Amis, two Amis around the bar. If you have less than two Amis, it's possible. Could you do this Gzera, Rashi says, because you come to take it out. Let's say I made one Amma. Is the Bein HaPasim, I can't carry there, but if I carry there, Pshat is Midrabanan, they still reckon that it's a Rosh Hashanah? Or Pshat is that there's a Naik Zera, really it's a Rosh Hashanah? And but on top of the Bein HaPasim, there's a Naik Zera that they said you can't carry out. So it could be that Pshat is that he's not a Hekif anymore. That it's not just a Gzera, maybe you'll come to take it out. The Gzera is being Megala, that the Yusuit of the Hekif around the bar needs two Amis. Meaning, that it's not Pshat that Chazal said, Stam, when you have mayim in a bar, so then sviyas a bar is a shasiyach. Pshat is that there's a din in the pasim to be meichel that this bar needs a hekif to be able to use it, and the pasim have a din to say that if this year sviyas a bar is be able to be tafel to the bar to be able to use by the bar, then it can have a din of shasiyach. And to take another step, this also I'm not saying this is muchach at all, just to bring out the point. The bar is a shasiyach, and this is a nitzvah to the bar. It's a heck of a bar. And Aviva, that's a heck of a bar, so now, that won't make it Rosh Hashanah, it has to have mechitzas. But it's not pshat that the mechitzas alone are stam, there's mechitzas, and Midrabanan, today we'll allow this to be Rosh Hashanah. It's just like our chatz is a different chatz of Rosh Hashanah than a mavui. A chatz is more a stam of private, and a mavui is more hilcha rabim. There's a new chatz of Rosh Hashanah called heck of a bar, which is a bein hapasim. And if sefelt in the din heck of a bar, so then that wasn't the Rosh Hashanah chazal or matter, it's under Rosh Hashanah. So, if there's no mayim in the bar, Abaye understood in the shayla, it's not pshat that now there's no mechitzas. It's pshat now there's no shem heck of a bar anymore. You just missed the whole boat. Now this is not the chazal or matter bein hapasim to be meichel hekif. If there's no hekif, that's not what chazal or matter. This is not the cheft of the shayla. It's a different rishus. It's a different din. It's a different mitzias of an area and an area bein hapasim that doesn't have a din hekif. The chazal never matter. So it's not shayach to the concept of hayav hoter hoter. And that's the side of Abaye that you don't say Halva HaTorah over here. If you do this, so then you can go back to the Gemara and maybe answer Rashi. I don't really have time to do this, I'll just try to see the basic setup. The basic setup was that Ravin understood the Shaila like Abaya, and because Ravin understood the Shaila like Abaya, so Ravin understood that the Maim goes away, it's going to be gone, but it's not Be'etzim that it's felt in the Mechitzas. So Mimil, it's Shaykh to say that Chazar Maim, it's Chazar Hater and Arishin. And when Rabbi answered Abaya originally, Rabbi was telling Abaya, you completely missed the boat. Pshat is his Batal Mechitzas. So once it's Batal Mechitzas, then it's Pashit. The second Shaila doesn't start. There's no such thing, there's no Maila anymore. If it's Batal Mechitzas, there's no Maila anymore of Bo, of Chazar Hater and Arishin, because there's no Hater and Arishin to be Chazar. So Abaya was telling Ravin, you're asking a Shaila. You're right, you hold that it's Pasha that Yavshu is out. Why is Yavshu out? Because there's a new din that's felt in the Etzim din, Pasibi Reis. Mamil, you have another Shaila built on that, but you missed the boat. Your original understanding why Yavshu is Usser is incorrect. The reason why the original Yavshu is Usser is for a whole different reason. It's like Rabba says. And once it's dead, then it's Pasha the next step also, that if it's complete, the Mechitzas went away, and now nine Mechitzas came, so of course it's going to work, because you have Tetzer Tzvar. Okay. Yeah.